across the country. That was a really significant event. And of course, it has resulted in there being, say, romantic comedies about same-sex couples, which, I mean, there were a few before that, but not all that many. And of course, we don't know, given the changes in the Supreme Court, whether same-sex marriage will continue to be legal. Many people fear that the current conservative court might overturn that ruling. But films, I think, will continue to reflect those changing attitudes. And presumably, we're going to see more gender diversity, more diversity of sexuality in movies as time goes on. One wonders how much the current political divisions in the country, which are about as bleak or as stark, stark is the better word, as they've ever been since the Civil War, whether that will be understood as a context for contemporary cinema. You see some of it reflected in a movie like Oppenheimer, which is partly about the kind of historical precursor moment, the McCarthy era, which affects the way in which Oppenheimer was treated, even though he was a national hero.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet, because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
The airwaves are a blank canvas. Let us paint them with Cruisin' the Decades. 100 years of music, one song per decade. I'm Brad Savage. This is episode number 166. CruisinTheDecades.com. On today's show, remembering Bob Weir. Plus, the original R&B version of a song that spent months at number one by the McGuire sisters in the 1950s. Plus, live PG in Greece in 1987. The Traveling Indie Berries cool cover from 2006. And we'll hear from new crooner Steven Sanchez. It's Cruisin' the Decades, and we'll start back in 1918. This is a pretty famous song, even today, a relatively familiar song. You might recognize this one by singer Vernon Dalhart. Vernon Dalhart was one of America's earliest recording stars in the teens and 20s, recording for Edison Records. And he really became known as one of the early starting points for country music. But he actually began with opera aspirations, and it wasn't strictly country. There's a little bit of gospel style in what he did early on. He had a lengthy career. This is called Nobody Knows the Trouble I See. This is 1918. Off an old Edison wax cylinder recording on Cruisin' the Decades.
Oh, nobody knows the trouble. Nobody knows but Jesus.
trouble I see. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows the Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble. Sometimes I'm down. Oh, yes, Lord. Sometimes I'm almost to the ground. Oh, yes, Lord. Although you see me yes, Lord, I have my trials here below. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, nobody knows the trouble I nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, the trouble I see. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, nobody knows the trouble.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world from superpowered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music.
A gal called Mandy Brim. He slapped his baby. She was aggravated and she yelled these words to him. Aggravated papa, so proud of you, time. Aggravated papa, treat me kind of let me. Listen while I get you so. If I catch you out the door, I drown, baby. I smack you down and I don't mean maybe. As a baby papa, I'll do anything you say. But when you start running, don't you run around my way. Now papa, treat me pretty, nice and sweet. Cause I possess a 44 that don't repeat.
Glad to think proper. Don't fight it two times.
The very recognizable voice of singer Alberta Hunter on Cruisin' the Decades. That one is with Fletcher Henderson's dance band. That dates back to 1923. Aggravatin' Papa on Cruisin' the Decades. Alberta Hunter grew up around music, born in Memphis and spending her teens and 20s in Chicago. And she had a lengthy career, more than 50 years, including a pretty great comeback later in life in the 1970s. Alberta Hunter and Fletcher Henderson's Dance Orchestra on Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade, over 100 years of music. You can find our playlists and listen on demand at cruisinthedecades.com. I'm your host, Brad Savage. And now, chronologically, let's zip forward into the 1930s. We'll make a stop at 1932. With his roots in New Orleans and kind of a 30s blues artist with a lengthy, prolific career with OK Records and Bluebird Records and many other leading labels of the day, I give you this one from Lonnie Johnson. Enjoy the colorful lyrics of Go Back to Your No Good Man. Lonnie Johnson on Cruisin' the Decades.
Good jelly roll, the best I've ever found. It's true, you bake good jelly roll, it's the best I've ever found. But it's one thing you got to stop, mama, they're serving it all over town. You think because I love you, you can play me for a chump to my face? Now you think because I love you, you can play me for a chump right to my face? But I'm not as dumb as you think. Here's another woman to fill your place. Give me them clothes I bought you. Take my diamonds off your hands. Give me them clothes I bought you. Take my diamonds off your hands. Now you just like I found you. Go back to your handyman. Thank you. put shoes on your feet when your bare feet was patting the ground. I put shoes on your feet when your bare feet was patting the ground. While I was out slaving for you, you was chasing every rat in town. Now, woman, I stuck with you when you didn't have a friend at all. Woman, I stuck by you when you didn't have a friend at all. So give me them shoes I bought you that week and let your head go bald.
The improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Around me, everybody, gather around me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark,
Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark,
what did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accept you ain't the positive event. Might hate the negative and latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
You gotta spread joy. I'll use the maximum joy.
You got to accentuate the positive,
yes, yes.
I need the negative and latch
yes,
on
yes.
To the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
It is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. That is Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers from 1944. I mean, just a giant in the music biz. And he won 4 Academy Awards for Best Original Song. And he was the co-founder of Capitol Records in 1942, working closely with Sinatra and Nat King Cole. History comes to life here on Cruisin' the Decades. Find all the playlists at cruisinthedecades.com. We go into the 1950s right now. I will start with a song that was number one for like 2 months in the mid to late 50s by the McGuire Sisters. Sincerely was an absolute sensation. And it's also a textbook example of the 1950s cover phenomenon, where R&B hits were often re-recorded by pop artists, white artists, and achieved greater commercial success. It helped introduce doo-wop songwriting to a wider audience, even if the originals didn't always get the equal results. Well, rock and roll DJ and the term rock and roll founder, Alan Freed, took a co-writing credit on this song, along with The Moon Glows, a vocal R&B early kind of doo-wop group from Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to play for you the original, The Moon Glows, in 1954, Sincerely, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Bottle, bottle, bottle.
Of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
A tribute now to Bob Weir, co-founder of the Grateful Dead. We recently lost Bob Weir at age 78. Let's play this off the very first Grateful Dead album, 1967. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
Well, this job I got is a little too hard. Run on the money, don't need no pay. I'm gonna wake up
said, coal mine,
coal mine,
whoa, coal mine,
coal mine,
oh, coal mine,
coal mine,
whoa, coal mine,
coal mine,
coal mine,
coal mine,
whoa, coal mine,
coal mine,
a billion Joe Browns, coal mine.
We're remembering Bob Weir on Cruisin' the Decades, a double dose of Dead. That was Sugar Magnolia from 1970, American Beauty, and from the Dead self-titled first album from 67. We played Beat It On Down the Line. Bobby was 78 years old when cancer got the best of him recently. Think of the cultural significance and the body of work and the impact globally of the Dead and their ethos and their music and the memorabilia and ephemera and everything the Dead stood for, the touring culture. I mean, they all contributed to something much bigger than themselves. They will be remembered for decades and centuries to come. Remembering Bob Weir, we're going to play one now from the 1972 solo album Ace. And this is kind of like the Forgotten Dead studio album, because many of these songs went on to be Dead live standards. And in fact, the Grateful Dead back him up on this album. But it was the album Ace under the name Bob Weir. This is One More Saturday Night on Cruisin' the Decades.
selected, hand-curated selection of the most interesting records ever recorded, one song per decade, for over 100 years of music. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition, with your host, Brad Savage. Cruisin' the Decades.
Train!
That's Peter Gabriel live in Athens, Greece in 1987. Full band live on Sledgehammer. So by Peter Gabriel is one of the most iconic albums of the 1980s. Well, a few years ago, for its 25th anniversary, they released an expanded edition triple disc version featuring a full-length live band concert in Athens, Greece. That is where I found that live version. Peter Gabriel, Cruising the Decades, one song per decade and over 100 years of music and history appreciation. CruisingTheDecades.com. I'm your host, Brad Savage, coming to you from Akron, Ohio, USA, Rubber City, where they make all the tires, or at least they did. That's what our city was famous for. We broadcast on the Summit FM in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, and Athens, Ohio. And this show went over so well on the Summit that today we self-syndicate Cruisin' the Decades to over 60 stations worldwide. CruisinTheDecades.com. And now, chronologically, let's move forward to the 90s. This is a landmark 1997 release. This is Roni Size. From Bristol, England, Ryan Williams, a.k.a. Roni Size, broke onto the scene coming out of the gritty UK underground in kind of the Massive Attack and drum and bass rave experience of the 90s. In fact, this album, New Forms, won the prestigious Mercury Prize in the UK in 1997. This is Brown Paper Bag, Roni Size on Cruisin' the Decades.
Of brown paper. Sounds that we bring are of a different nature. Rhythms get greater and the rhythms they get greater. Yes, another effort to form for the chaser. New configuration, new riff and new structure. Built on the frame that'll hold and won't puncture. Tight, we wrap it up, it's wrapped tightly. Step, 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 step I'm paid for, paid for, paid for. Built on a frame that'll hold and won't puncture. New configuration, new whip and new structure. Yes, another rougher, tough one.
A global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Into 2006. That's Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins. Some call it the Traveling Indie Berries. It's a Traveling Wilburys cover of Handle With Care. And they enlisted top names. Benjamin Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie joins them. And M. Ward, producer and member of She and Him with Zooey Deschanel, he's on the track. And also Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes. So it really is an indie superstar fun cover with Jenny Lewis of that Traveling Wilburys tune. Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music enjoyment. A special hello to our listeners across the great state of Minnesota on KVSC Radio from St. Cloud, and also rebroadcast in the Twin Cities on on KMOJ HD3. Also, a hello to our listeners at Minnesota State University at Mankato and KMSU, the Maverick. I just so happen to have grown up in Minnesota, so a lot of great stations carrying the program in the land of 10,000 lakes. Stay strong and come together, Minnesota. Let's continue now with a 2014 offering by TV on the Radio. This is Happy Idiot on Cruisin' the Decades.
Stuck in the shade where there's no sunshine.
Radio Happy Idiot from 2014, and that'll bring us forward to 2026 with a release by Steven Sanchez. Kind of got this new crooner thing going on, and a very young digital audience cultivated through social media and online. He's from Nashville, and he is blowing up in a digital sense. And just listen to the voice. This is Steven Sanchez, Sweet Love, on Cruisin' the Decades.
I'm
Sanchez and Sweet Love, Cruising the Decades. We got time for a real brief bonus track recorded in a hotel room somewhere in the 1990s. They Might Be Giants.
Me, James, and Soar, Belgium's famous painter. Dig him up and shake his hand, appreciate the man. Before there were junk stores, before there was junk, he lived with his mother and the torments of Christ. The world was transformed, a crowd gathered round, pressed against his window so they could be the first to meet James and Soar, Belgium's famous painter. Raise a glass and sit and stare, understand the man. He lost all his friends, he didn't need his friends. He lived with his mother and repeated himself. The world has forgotten, the world moved along. The crowd at his window went back to their homes. Meet James and Soar.
Down, 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 down.
Meet James and Soar.
Down, 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 down.
Belgium's famous painter.
Down, 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 down,
dig him up and shake his hand, appreciate the man.
John and John, They Might Be Giants, recorded for the legendary Rev 105 sometime in the mid-90s. Cruising the Decades, over 100 years of music. Find all the playlists at cruisingthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad at thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet.
What does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with